So we are in the section of Ruach HaKodesh. We'll start Kamasha Kosev, Moran HaKodesh. It's impossible to identify the exact place. Kamasha Kosev, Moran HaKodesh, B'Sefer Amunah B'Tochen, Seiferik Beis, B'Zeh L'Shayna, Yesh Oid Mimidus HaB'Tochen. There is also included in B'Tochen Kal B'Teach, what one gains by having a B'Tochen, Shaira Ruach HaKodesh. The Bateach gets a Ruach HaKodesh. What is that? Umislava imoy, and it escorts him Ruach Oiz, a strong spirit, Hamavasroi, that tells him, Ki Omnam Yazrei Hashem. Somebody has true Bateachan, Hashem gives him this extra Ruach HaKodesh to feel confident that he'll have a Yeshua. Ki Omnam Yazrei Hamelech Hashem, Umtachne Lemachne Leyira Libi, meaning because of his betochen, he could be confident that he will win. That's a madrega in betochen that a person can reach. Not every betochen includes that, but it could be reached. It depends on who, how much betochen he has, and how much kedusha the person has. There are people that through betochen can achieve a Yeshua. Other people have betochen that Hashem does is the right thing. That's the Chazon Ish Hashita. They don't necessarily reach that madrega betochen that it can change the outcome. The Ayin Ramban Baba Basri Yud Beis and Beralov Shukasav Abbi Shnatla Nevuas Hanaviim Shuamara VaChazon. Even though we don't have Nevu anymore, which is Hashem's vision, giving us a vision, Nevuas HaChachamim Shibiderech HaChachma. However, the be able of Chachamim to be able to see the future through Chachma, like Nitla, and the Yaidin Emes Baruch HaKadosh Bekirbam, they know the truth through Ruach HaKadosh. He's trying to prove that Ruach HaKadosh is an existing thing. Even though the Gemara says, Nistalka Ruach HaKadosh, it means the Madrega of Ruach HaKadosh of Nevuah was removed. But the existence of Ruach HaKadosh carries through, and the Chaim Kanievsky says, even through our days. Yes, how do you define Ruach HaKodesh there? Today?
Yeah, how do you define Ruach HaKodesh there?
Today, a person that has the Rabbi Nisham puts into his mind, he reaches the level that the Rabbi Nisham gives him the ability to foresee and foretell what's going to happen. Yes, how do you define Ruach HaKodesh there? The Chacham says what it seems to him to be the truth. HaKadosh Baruch Hu maskim imay, and the Rabbi Nisham agrees with him. Meaning, not that he sees the future, but he thinks what he predicts, or says what he thinks is true, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu then agrees with him, whatever that means. Somebody who speaks truth and never wants to think of falsehood or speak falsehood. Even though things that he says and speaks, even if he doesn't intend that he knows this to be fact, he has the ability that if he says something, the Rebbe Nisham listens. He won a drain. He was geyser rain, and Hashem kept it. But things are ever beyakalach. It's a Gemara. It's a fabulous Gemara. It's a fascinating Gemara, I should say. The Gemara says somebody rented out his field, a sharecropper, to plant wheat. And the guy planted barley. And the field got flooded. So he said, I davened for a wheat field. And Hashem would have listened to me. I would have davened. Hashem would have listened to me. You've planted the wrong thing. And therefore, you owe me the money. And the Gemara accepts that as a legitimate taina. Makes the guy pay because this guy would have been this couple. I could have said it and Hashem would have kept it. We find that some people say things, like they say things bad and that happens. Like they tell a person, when your brother dies, and then all of a sudden the guy's brother dies. They didn't say it should happen. But sometimes words have impact. Like Shmuel said it, but Subin Kabev, who was Shmuel? Sham Gabi Rabbi Yanai, Bishami got Rabbi Shmuel Levi, Shem got Rabbi Chiyavav, Bavatir got Rabbi Avashi, Mecha Rabbi got Rabbi Shmuel, Bekalas Rabbi got Rabbi. He brings all those examples that when they said something, it had an impact. The words of a tzaddik makes the righteous upstairs, even though it's a mistake. Now, this is the thing. Paul puts that in the section of Ruach HaKodesh. Really, it's not Ruach HaKodesh. It's the ability of a tzaddik to create. But he puts that in the ability that a tzaddik has the ability to foretell the future. And also, the ability to create. There's noise in the Zoom, in the phone land here. Okay, we're going to start again. Tana Rabbanon, Memchas Amid Beis, the middle of the page. I have no real way of identifying. Yes, I do. If you go from Titus,
Rabbi, did you just start the recording?
It started at 5 to 6. I started now before the... We start the... usually I started before we start the Chazan, the Gemara B'Tach. Across the Revised Eima, go up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines. Tana Rabbanon. Kala Nivdakas, Nivdakas Apinashim. All women that get checked can be checked by other women, meaning you don't have to have a man checked for Shnei Tzaris. A woman is Neman. We'll see for what she's Neman. V'chein hayi Rav Lozer Meisel Le'ishtai. Rav Lozer Rav Eliezer asked his wife to check. Rav Yishmael Meisel Le'imai and Rav Yishmael asked his mom to check. And Yehuda Imel of Nea Perik Ulachar Perik. Nashim Beit Kazaisa. Before 11 and after 12, then we can rely on women. And the answer is why? Because before 11, it makes no difference. The only difference it makes is if she has hair before 11, that hair can't be used as a simon. So for that, we believe them. Because they're not creating anything now. They're just informing us that there's hair there that we won't be able to use at a later date. And if... I'm sorry? She's still Ktana. There's no way a girl can be... Again, before 11, there's nothing to talk about. Taicha Perik, Ulacha Perik, Nashim Beit Kazaisa, because she's already 12, and we have the Chazaka the Rava that tells us that most girls get Saras at 12. So all that's doing is supporting the Chazaka the Rava, and for that we rely on a woman, even to let her have Chalitza. Because she's not creating it on her own, she's just supporting the existing majority. Taicha Perik. However, between 11 and 12, which according to Rabbi Yehuda, if she gets Shnei Tzaris, she becomes a Gedolah. So now the woman will be changing her status. Ein Nashim Beit Kazaisam, we don't rely on women. Shei Masiyin Sveikas Api Nashim. Because there, we can't let women make a decision whether she can get Chalitza. And therefore, we don't rely on a woman during that year. There's no rive to support her, and it's her saying that this woman can have chalitza, and we can't rely on that. That is what Rabbi Yehuda says. Let's catch up with Rashi. I know I did it yesterday, but I'll do it again today. Lifnei HaPerek. Rashi is pretty far up. Lifnei HaPerek. Kaidem Einis Nadarim. Lifnei HaPerek means before the time of Nadarim, which is a year before becoming 12, 11. Even if she has Shnei Tzaris, it doesn't affect the status now. It could make a difference in the long term. Because if these same two hairs stay there till later, they cannot be a simon. But it's not doing anything now. It's like she is a ketana no matter what. All they're doing is by seeing the hairs, it'll make a difference later on whether we can count those two hairs as a gedayla or not. Nashim Beit Kazaisan. The Bein Amrim Isnu, Bein Amrim Lesnu, B'Ktana B'Ktakinullah. Anyway, she's going to be a Ktana. B'Lav Elias Amchina, we're not relying on them. B'Tikas Amlachim Mahani, the only reason to check her, why is this woman checking a 10-year-old? Who cares? You know why? Because it does make a difference. The Yimishtakru Bahani Gufayu Lachra Perik, if these are the two hairs that are there after 12, Amin and Shumaninu, it's still a wart because it's the same hairs that were there before. Come on. And if a girl gets checked after 12 by a woman, there's a rive. It's the norm. All that woman is doing is confirming that this girl fits the norm. And if they say it's not there, right, we still won't consider a ktana. We won't consider a gedayla for sure, But we also won't let her do miyun, the chashin and shem and nashu, because there is a fear that she had it. We won't rely on the woman to let her do miyun. We don't rely on a woman to make her do chalitza unless it's supported by a rive. We don't rely on women. We're not relying on women lach raperik, because to let her do chalitza, all she's doing is supporting the rive, and we won't let her do miyun, even if she says there's no state saris, because that doesn't mean there wasn't there. The rive says it was there and fell down.
According to Yehuda, if she sees the same hairs during perik and after perik,
it won't make a difference. One minute. Taicha perik makes her gaila. Yehuda holds during the year when she's 11 years old, which is taicha perik, she gets two hairs, she becomes a gaila.
And if she sees them before, let's say, when she's...
No, then it's a wart and it remains a wart for the rest of her life, those two hairs, those hairs. The Mistama Lav Gdailahi, during that time she's probably not a Gdaila. Be Mishtakhi, Magdikin Lab Gdaila. But Rabbi Yehuda says if she does get two hairs, she becomes a Gdaila. So we can't rely on women for that. Ain't Nashim Bait Kataisam. She ain't Nashim Kadai, Lismachalayu. Women aren't strong enough to rely on them. Lahatra Spakes Apihan, to be Matra Suffolk through their testimony. The Lay Magdailahi, Shetachlites. And to say that she's a gdaila, she should be able to have chalitza. Usfir lei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda happens to hold haviyish neisaris teich haperik simenu kalacha haperik. Right? Because if he didn't hold that way, 11 is meaningless. He obviously holds 11 makes a difference. He'll conclude, you know, we can't trust them. Welcome to Fires Lelikamon. The Gemara will explain Rabbi Yehuda that way. Back to the Gemara. Rabbi Shimon Eimer, av teich haperik nashim bait kasaisan. According to Reb Shimon, 11 is meaningless. 11 is like 12, 10. So why can't a woman check her? The only difference it'll make is if this hair is there later. It's not going to make a difference now. She's a katana regardless. So why can't women check her? To Reb Shimon, 11 is 10. And there's no difference between an 11-year-old and a 10-year-old. Rashi, Shimon, I remember fires to come on. Right. Tomorrow we'll explain Reb Shimon. Now the Braisa ends with a line and a half, and the Gemara is going to explain this, that this line can go according to Yehuda and according to Shimon. V'nemanas isha l'achmer avaloi l'hakol. We trust the woman l'chumra and not l'kula. Ketzad. Yudai l'hi shloi t'moin. We trust a woman that a girl has teisaris that she doesn't do mian. P'tanihi shloi t'achloit. And we will trust her that she's a katana, that we don't let her do chalitza.
The Gemara right here doesn't tell you what age it's talking
about. Well, perik and achar perik. This line, yeah. It doesn't say it. The Gemara will explain it correct. Ava'ena manislay mektani yishitimon, but we wouldn't trust a lady to say that a 12-year-old is a katana to do mian, ugdaila yishitachlites. And we wouldn't trust a lady to say she's a gdaila to do chalitza before 12. Again, this line and a half will have to be explained later on, so I'm going to leave it unexplained to the point that Rashi doesn't even write anything on it. Dr. Gemara writes, Amemar. Now we're going to dissect both Mandi Amrim, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Amemar. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a lefnei perik alachai perik nashim bait kasaisan. At 10 and at 12, we let women check them. Dr. Gemara, Bishlam, I'm a lefnei perik. Why are we checking this girl at 10? What's the purpose of checking her at 10? The difference is, if those two hairs are there when she turns 12, we don't rely on those two hairs. We say it's a wart because it was there before. Why bother checking a 12-year-old? A ketana that becomes 12 years old, we have a chazaka. Chazaka means an overwhelming majority of majority. Girls at 12 have simanim. Why are we checking her? Who needs the woman to look? Why are we sending a woman to check the 12-year-old? That's the Gemara's kasha. And for the Gemara, ki amarav chazaka lamiyun, haven chalitza boi medika. We had this earlier in the Masechta. We only rely on Rava to say she's a gdaila not to allow miyun. But we would not rely on a deraisa to say that you can do chalitza. We don't want to rely. So for that, a woman can support the Rav. A woman can come along and say she has Tesaris, because all she's doing is affirming the Rav. She's not creating anything on her own, because Rav says that way. But we don't like to rely on Rav on a Deraisa. We don't rely on a Rav on a Deraisa when we can check. So for that check, a woman is good enough.
Again, so a woman who checks, listening at parents. So, you allow me in, because you allow me in?
No reason why not. She can't be a Gdaila. All the check of 10 does is, in case there's hairs there, those hairs become ineligible for godless, to be used as godless.
And this is the understanding of Rav Lekuliyam.
I'm sorry?
The understanding of Rav Lekuliyam.
100%. I don't know anybody that argues, so I guess it's Lekulam. Rashi, the Mishtakshi, Hashta, if we find that at 10, Amina Nami Lachra Perik Shumaninu, at 12, those two hairs are still a wart. But Loi Chalza, she can't do Chalitza, Eloi Asaba Achrini, if she doesn't have two other hairs. Ulohachi Hu Lemehemni, and for that we trust the women, that the Mehemni, period. That's the end of the Rashi. That's what the Bach says. Next Rashi, Lemion, we trust the woman for Mian, right? The Gemara says, that brother says, Chazaka works for Mian. What does that mean, Chazaka works for Mian? V'hach mishaloi timoyen. A 12-year-old girl can't do Mian anymore because Chazaka tells us that she's a G'dayla. Aval chalitza boi b'dika, v'ishan amanas Allah. And a woman is believed at that stage, it's after 12, and it's normal to have Shesaris. Like the Gemara will explain, and we just learned it, that after 12, you have the support of Chazaka the Rava. All the woman is doing is saying, this is a normal girl. Back to the Gemara. Taicha Perik. Hey.
So for a 12-year-old, do we even check?
Yes, because we don't rely on Chazaka for the Raisa. Chalitza is the Raisa. We won't rely, we'll rely on Chazaka and not let her do Mian. That's a Humra.
I mean, what?
At 12.
Right.
But we won't rely and let her do Chalitza. I rise, check it. Taicha Perik ain't nothing but Kasaisa. Why doesn't Rabbi Yehuda let her check during the 11th year, after 11, during when should we call her 11? Because he holds that makes her a Gdaila. On a 12-year-old, that it has the Rav, some Chidin Anoshim, we rely on women, Ubatki, and we let them check. Ubatki Nashim. Taicha Perik, during that year, like a Chazaka the Rava, there is no majority. That year, there's no majority that she's a Gdaila. And now this lady says, I checked her, and she has Tesaris. Like some Chinam, Anashim, like Batki Nashim. We can't rely on that. We can't say that she has two hairs and let her do Chalitza. Because how can we rely on that? There's no Chazaka. And we don't rely on women. Now, we will rely on Asher Mian. We won't let her do Mian once the lady tells us that there's two hairs. The Chumra will go with them. But we won't be Mekul and let her do Chalitza. When it's supporting Chazaka the Rava, we'll rely on a woman to allow Chalitza. When it's not supporting a Rav, then we're not going to rely on a woman, and she can't do Chalitza. Is the year when she is 11 years old.
Right, and this is not only
Rabbi Yehuda's Shita.
This is Rabbi.
Because Rabbi Yehuda is the one that holds Taicha Perik, she can become a Gdaila. Rabbi Shimon disagrees with that. Rashi, Hachi Gassin and Ksav Taicha Perik Lachar, Ulachar Perik Dika Chazaka V'Hachi Perusha. So Rashi explains, Taicha Perik L'Hachi Lo Mehemna, why aren't women believed during that year, the summer of Yehuda Taicha Perik, during that year, and Mevia Amina Simenheim, she brings it, we say it's a Simen, and she's an adult. they're going to ask you the mystery we did the lav urcha will be matra something that's not a majority apinasim the lav keurcha. So we can't rely on a woman to only a woman is not believed. It's a davar shebe'erva. We can't rely on a woman. The avagav nishirman is same lachar perik. The only reason we believe her after 12 is hasamudik chazaka the rabba because she's supporting the rive. Avotecha perik. She's not believed. So Yehuda is explained very well. We'll trust a woman to tell us at 10 that she has two hairs only for the reason that we can't use those two hairs. That's a chumrah. We rely on women l'chumrah. We'll trust a woman after the perik to be mekel and let her do chalitza because there's a rive that goes together with her. Taicha perik, there's no rive. So we'll trust her l'chumrah. But we won't trust her lakula, because we cannot rely on a woman to be mekel.
To me, the argument is off a paragraph of the Yehuda and Remeir.
The Yehuda and Shimon.
Shimon.
We didn't get to Shimon yet, right?
But what is their status at 11?
If she has two Sarahs.
If she has two, how about if she does?
Then she's for sure Katana.
And they both agree on that?
Everybody agrees.
If we checked.
A girl that's 11 and wasn't checked is a ketana.
Even Reb Shimon.
Everybody holds that way. Even Reb Yehuda holds that way. Reb Shimon holds even if she has Beis Arach is a ketana. Yes, doctor.
Is Nida a form of erva?
It's a big shayla, but my nafkamina.
Nafkamina is, you just said that we don't rely on the testimony of a woman as far as erva, that we rely at least younger every month on the
testimony. See, Gittin, Beis Amid Beis, Rashi and Taisus, why a woman is believed on Nida. Has nothing to do with me. No, because the Taisus asked the Kasha why she believes. So he says it's Yada, it's a Taibo. There's a long Taisus over there. It's not a long, it's a very short Taisus, in fact. The reason we trust a woman on Nida is because there's a combination of A, we know that she doesn't remain, the blood doesn't flow forever. And B, it's a Taisus on Beis Amid Beis in Gittin that addresses this very question.
Something which contains within it, an intrinsic end, but that's exactly the same for.
Hold a second, you're not letting me finish. And then Taisus says she has the ability to go to the mikvah, it's Biyadai, and anybody's believed on Biyadai. A woman is believed to say things if she can do them. And since she can go to the mikveh, she's believed to tell us that she went to the mikveh after a period. Here, it's not the yaday of this girl to grow shnei saris. The tithes is based on the base and get.
Understood.
Question's a good question. Tithes asked the question. But it's a...
My mother's family is from Regensburg. It's a side question. At what point was it normative for girls / women to start shaving their pubic area?
I have no idea.
Well, it's clear that it was done. It's clear in this week's Rashi and this Parsha that it was done.
Again, nothing to do with what we're talking about.
No, it does, because if they're shaving at the, even in their pre-adolescence, then it's going to be hard to locate hairs.
Again, he's referring to the Isra of Layubash that a man is not allowed to shave because it's doing like a woman. I don't think they did it before they got married, so I don't think it was the gay. But then again, it's all speculative, and it's not the gay year. Obviously, 12-year-olds wanted to make sure they have two hairs, and they didn't shave it to make sure that they had two hairs.
And the stories going forward seem to go along with people being married.
Right.
Rehuda needs two men at the checker before she's 12.
During the year of 11. Again, I mean, step back. They don't have to check her. But a woman checks her won't be believed. Zatik Gemara Vayter. Reb Shimon Aymer Av Teicha Perik Nashim Bait Kisaisa. Sarva Teicha Perik Lufnei Perik. He holds during that year it's like 10. Him, 10 and 11 is all the same. But by B'dika, the only reason to do B'dika is the Mishtaki Lachra Perik Sumaninu. It's like believing them at 10. All it does is identify those hairs as not eligible to be the Shnei Saris. But the men is Isha Lachem, Rabbi Lo. We won't let it do Chalitza. It makes a difference, but we'll be Machmer. We don't and we won't be able to use those two hairs after she turns 12. I'm sorry, stop. The menace is going further. Rashi. It's a wart. We're not relying to say she's an adult. Iktana, you ordered she's Iktana. She's Iktana anyway. Oh, it makes a difference. Is the Mishtachi Lach or Aperit Sumaninu? If you find that after she turns 12, we can't use those hairs. But Simon, 11 and 10 and 9 is all the same.
Does she still do Miyam?
Yes, she's Iktana. Makes no difference. Can a 10-year-old do Miyam? Yes.
But she's 12 and she has
the Shuma. Again, no. If she turns 12, it's a... Sorry, I didn't understand your question. What are you asking? Can she do a Mian?
Point of Shimon, they see that she has the same hairs.
Right,
she
so dad gets involved in a Shiloh. We're afraid she had other hairs that fell out. Because since Rive tells us that 12-year-olds develop new hairs, there's a fear that maybe it fell out.
So is that...
So therefore, we won't let her do Mian. I'm sorry?
Because of the rubber that she stares it?
Yeah. Chazaka the rubber tells us that she got two new hairs. We don't see them. It's Emma Nusru. It might have fallen out. That's enough not to let her do Mian.
These two hairs that we know were Shuma, that one that we find.
Correct.
How did it come off the second or the Shuma there? It was checked out at 11 years old, right?
Again, I didn't understand what you're saying.
Were they checking for her? Because she wants to do chalitza?
No, why are they checking her? A woman checked her and came back and said she had stayed Sarah. Now, Rabbi Gemara does use the word ubayi bedika. It's an interesting language, because I would have said there's no reason to check her. If they check her and they see hairs, they have to know it's a shuma. But the Gemara does use the word ubayi bedika. She needs bedika. I don't know at what age we start checking to see if it's a shuma. I don't know. I don't know.
The only thing you check before we say is to see if the same hairs are there after.
Correct.
But
Quite Shimon would do the same.
I know, but if you see the same, if all you see is the same hairs, then what?
Then she's not a Gdaila for sure. But we do have a Chazaka that says that she got new hairs.
Don't let it do me in there?
No. No.
Don't let it do me in there.
Right, because we don't rely on Chazaka for the Raisa. Correct. A 12-year-old that has no hairs at all, we don't let her do Mian, because Chazaka the Rav says she had him and it fell out. We don't let her do Chalitza, because it's a derisa of Chalitza, we won't rely on Chazaka the Rav.
For both ways.
Exactly. That's what happens. Now, in Drabonans, we rely on Chazaka the Rav even Lekula. We let a 13-year-old come for the Abed and get an Aliyah and Lane and be do Zimun and all those things that we learned about Mitzvah Boy do. We have no idea if he has Shnei Saris. Chazaka the Rav.
Don't let him Lane.
Chazaka, those are the things we don't let him do because that's the right thing. Exactly. 100%.
Why not check?
What?
Not
you want to expel today, you get arrested. They charge you with child abuse. They write you up in every newspaper.
That is not a good answer.
Yes, it is.
It may be true, but it's not a good answer.
We don't check. We don't subject children to be checked because it's come out not negated. Who cares?
Kid really wants to make kiddush, right?
He can.
No.
He can. Nothing to stop him from making kiddush. For himself. That's all.
He wants to do it in front of the whole family.
He can. And somebody else will also make Kiddush. He can make Kiddush. 100% he can make Kiddush. He can practice and do his chazanis. He can practice and do his chazanis. And he can use his new becher that he got. And there's nothing to stop him. It's insane. It's insane. Who cares? Shabbos Acher. So that's why I said, somebody asked, I was there, somebody asked Rabbi Groomer, if the kid tells you he has Shnei Saris, can you believe him? So he's a godly, he's Neman. Maybe he's a cotton, he's not Neman. But he's saying he's a godly, he's a Neman. Rabbi Groomer laughed, because that was the end of that. I never heard the answer. I think the answer is no. But I'm not sure why, but that's the answer. Okay. That's the Gemara Vayitzik. The Braisa ended with a line, but the man is Isha Lahachmer Velay Lahakum. The Braisa ended with a line, a woman's believed to be Machmer and not to be Mekel. Hai man Ktanila. Who is speaking, Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Shimon? And the answer is either one of the two can be speaking. Ibai Seber Rabbi Yehuda, you can say it's Rabbi Yehuda speaking, and he's talking about when she's 11. We trust him, telling the lady not to let me in, but we don't trust her to do Chalitza. Ibai Seber Rabbi Shimon, going like Rabbi Shimon, and it's going on after 12, but less by Chazaka the Rava. And he doesn't hold Chazaka the Rava, and he's saying, we don't believe her to allow Chalitza, meaning you could say the Reb Shimon holds that after 12, if the woman says there are two hairs, we won't rely for Chalitza. Rabbi Yehuda said that we believe the woman after the Perek. Rabbi Yehuda used the words, Achar Perek, women are believed. Reb Shimon never said those words. All he said was 11 is like 10. He didn't tell us what happens after 12. Theoretically, Reb Shimon might hold after 12 is like Reb Yehuda's 11. We don't know that he agrees to Chazaka the Rava. Maybe he does, maybe he doesn't.
But Shimon does not hold Chazaka
the Rava. That's a possibility. If, when Brisa says, Reb Shimon says, we trust her for Kula, not for Chumra, when don't we trust her for Chumra? Now, who said Reb Shimon said it? Could be Reb Yehuda said that line. If you say it's going, if it's Reb Shimon, we don't know. If it's Reb Shimon talking, then he doesn't hold the Rava. Because the only way to understand Reb Shimon is to say, if you learn he said that line, when don't we trust a woman to be Mekel? During 11? She's a Ktana. 12? Chazaka the Rava. So if you want to say that this line was written by Reb Shimon, you have to say that he doesn't hold the Chazaka the Rava. We don't know for sure. Now, when you read the Braisa, it sounds like part of Reb Shimon. But if it's Reb Yehuda talking, which many times the Braisa does, then it doesn't prove anything about Reb Shimon. Rashi. All the way back. Haman Tanila. Dr. Garashi, what's bothering the Gemara? The Ha, the Bach changes it. Kidder Reb Shimon, Lemetukma. Doesn't make sense according to Reb Shimon. The Kibbutz on Metaycha Perik Lefnei Perik. Since he says 11 is like 10, he Baskel Metaycha Perik Ma Gdaila Yishloi Timoyen. She's not a Gdaila. 11-year-old is a Ktana. So what does that mean? We don't believe her to be Mekel. Even if you find it, it means nothing. Ibai Semer Behuda, Batecha Perik. Going during that year, the Kamarina Nashim Bait Gesai Son. The Taicha Perik, we don't rely on women. The Taicha Perik, Elacha Perik, Dami, it's like 12. Bilei Bat Kushaper, Asalame, Maktana, the Gdaili. And if they don't do a good job, they'll say she's a Gdaila, and we give it, and she'll do Chalitza. Kamash Malan, the Lahachma, Mehemna. We believe her that she's a Gdaila, can't do Mian. At 10, we can't say that. Nobody says it's Simonim at 10. He said, Beferish, at 12, they're believed because they're supporting Chazaka the Rava. He can do it during 11. We won't rely on them. Reb Shimon 11 is 10. Uktani. The Mishnah ended. Going back to our Mishnah. The Mishnah ended. And then the Mishnah repeats. Because the Chachamim hold, it's impossible to have breast semen without having two hairs. You just said that two lines ago. Why are you repeating this? Dr. Gemara, Hasulamali, Hatana Le Resha. You said this. Dr. Gemara, V'chi Teima Mishim Dekabayi L'mist Mil K'Rabbanon. Is it because the Mishnah wants to repeat it to make a Stam Mishnah like Drabbanon so we should pass it that way? Anyway, Pshita, Yochav V'Rab Malach K'Rab, we always pass it like Drabbanon. Why would I think differently here? one of the reasons the Mishnah would repeat it is to say, by the way, this is the halacha. Well, anyway, this is the halacha. We always go by Rabbim. But the Gemara, we would think this is an exception. Mal de tema, time under a mayor to come aside like Croy. The mayor had a pasuk. Remember yesterday, we brought two psukim. Shadayim nechaynu sarach tzemeach, which seemed to indicate that the breast comes first. And Rabbanan had to answer, Shadayim nechaynu, because it's a riot that already, but that's not pasuk shot in the pasuk. So the mayor makes fits better into the pasuk. So maybe we should pasuk like the yochid. Kamash malon, the Mishnah repeats it to say, no, we pasuk like the rabbin. This was not necessary, but the Mishnah is leading into the next Mishnah, and let me explain. We're going to now have a series of Mishnahs that say A can happen before B, and B can happen before A. Similar kind of thing that we just said. So the Mishnah repeats it to say, and similar, and they're giving many cases. For instance, the next Mishnah will say that a whole that lets in liquid, for sure lets out liquid. But there are holes that you can drip out of, but if you put it in water, it won't go in. It's a similar kind of thing. If she has some bottom on top, she has some bottom on bottom. She can have some bottom on bottom, not have some bottom on top. The Mishnah is going to give us a whole series. So it repeated it, so it can go into the series and say, similarly. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, the Mishnah Makarabanan, Nesha Amru Stami. To say, like Rabbanan that say it's impossible to have breasts without Shnei Saris. Kroi, Shadayim Nechaynu, that was one pasuk, and the other one was Vasois Mitzrayim Nedayach, when the Mitzrayim played with your breasts.
I'm still stuck on the Shimon has the whole, not like
Rabbanan. Because, what is, if Rav Shimon says the line that women are not believed to be machmer, give me the case that we don't trust women to be machmer. The line in the Braisa is, women are believed for kula, not for chumra. Give me a case in Rav Shimon that we don't trust a woman for chumra. For kula. What? At what age?
At 12.
So what won't we trust her for? Are we going to let her do mian? No, we're not. No way. She has chazak in the rabba. Again, Rabbi Shimon, the line says we trust women lekula lechumra, not lekula. Which case is that true? The what? That's what the Gemara thinks. You said to me a minute ago, why can't he hold like Rava? Again, what was your question? Right. If he did, then she would be believed. Why wouldn't she be believed? She's supporting a chazaka. Why won't we trust a woman at 12?
She doesn't have hair. And are they nema to say that she does not have hair?
Yes, because that's a chumra. Are they nema to say she does have hair?
Okay.
Dr. Mishnah Vaita Chiaitzabai. Similar. Now, the next bunch of letters are nothing to do with Masechtas Nida. We're going to bring cases where A means B and B doesn't mean A. Just like we just had. Breasts mean hairs, hairs doesn't mean breast. Hairs don't indicate breast, breast does indicate hair. Breast indicate hair. If hair doesn't indicate breast, you can look at her and you see that she doesn't have breast. But it's the same kind of thing that we'll have. Here we have it. Now, this is not Gemina Lagabi Kabbalah's Tumah. As the Gemara will explain, different Kalim are Mekabal Tumah at different stages, lose Tumah at different stages. Let me explain. A Kali is Mekabal Tumah. It loses its Tumah when it loses its Kali, when it's no longer a Kali. When does a Kali become a non-Kali?
Depends
on the size of the hole for different things, as we will see. So therefore, we have to know what size indicates no longer a keli. So there are kelim, and we're talking about kli cheres here, clay kelim, that develop a little hole that there's a drip that comes out of it. However, that hole is not big enough that water would enter it. It's big enough, the small hole, small crack, enough that things drip out of it, but not enough that things would enter it. And therefore, for certain things, it's still a keli, and it doesn't lose its shame tuma, because you need the size that liquid would enter it. The whole size has to be big enough that liquid would enter it.
Gotta go
right. Now, so the Mishnah tells us, kol kli charesh u machnes, if it goes in, for sure it might see. Then for sure it goes out. But yes, it might see, vein a machnes. However, there are kelim that have enough of a crack that liquid goes out, but not enough of a crack that liquid goes in.
Liquid is water, right?
Any, yeah.
In other words, you can't use something heavier than water.
Right, we're only using water for this. Rashi. Tzumach nismashka, kishamanicha lamayim, when you put it on water, yes, by neck of gadol, it has a big enough hole, samayim nechnasim l'toichai, that the water will go into the keli. Vaiti, kolchkein, if nice and amayim l'toichai, if you put the water into it, yaitza maska l'chutz, the water will leave. But yes, neck of cotton, there's a small hole, Shemaitzi vein amachnes. But Gemara Mepharis might not come, you know, who cares? Dr. Mishnah Viter. Now, we're talking now about a person who has an extra finger. An extra finger. When is that considered an aver, to be a limb? Now, let me explain. A limb is metame ba'ayo, and as long as it has a little bit of basar, a little bit of sinews, and a little bit of a bone, it's metame, even if it's a small thing. A non-limb needs a shear to be metame b'ayil, exayas basar. If it doesn't have exayas basar, it won't be metame b'ayil. What makes a limb? To be a limb, what does one need? What classifies a limb? Now, a limb that's normally there is classified by the fact that it has bone, meat, and sinews. What makes an extra limb that's not supposed to be there? Zok the Mishnah. Kol eiver sheyesh by tzipirin. If there is a nail, yesh by etzem. You can be sure that there's bone there. But yesh sheyesh by etzem, v'vein by tzipirin. There can be things that have bones, but don't have a nail. And that's going to make a difference in tumma, as we will see. If it's an extra, this is what I'm saying, the Gemara is going to discuss this, if it's an extra limb, if it's not the regular. Let's see if Rashi tells us. Look, Rashi, kol eiver etzba yisera, an extra finger, meaning the regular five fingers that Baruch Hashem we all have, those five fingers are metame with nails, without nails, makes no difference. They're limbs. However, an extra finger, yes, by tzipirin, yes, by etzem, but habi eiver chosuv, it becomes a limb that's considered important enough. Umetame ba'ayel afila ein bashir. The kaimelon evarim ein lam shir. An eiver doesn't have to have an amount. Afilu pachas mekzayis min ames. You can have a small limb that's less than exayis, but as long as it has three ingredients: bone, sinew, flesh, it's a limb. However, the extra limb is only a limb if it has a nail. But yes, by etzem, lehavi aver, im yeseres, if it's an extra finger. Ava enes ha yeseres, but if it's not an extra finger, afila ein by tzipirin, even if it doesn't have a nail, aver hu metame. It is a limb and it's metame. So now it's two things again. The Mishnah have noticed the same sequence. A must mean B, B doesn't mean A. Ka metame medris, metame tame mace. But yes, metame tame mace, vein metame medris, and let me take a few minutes for this. The keli is mekabel tumas mace. Every keli that's touched by a mace is tame. Now the truth is, it's touched by a sheret, it's tame. It's touched by an avail, it's tame. The reason we say tumas mace is because a mace can make a keli an avatama, whereas a sheretz can never make it an avatuma. So when you touch a tumma of touch, we always pick mace as the prototype, because that's the severe one. It can make something in an Ava Tumah. Now, there is a special Tumah called Zav that when he sits on a chair, the chair becomes an Ava Tumah even if he doesn't touch it. And even if there's 10 mattresses, all 10 mattresses become an Ava Tumah. Only things that are meant to sit on or lay on. If he sits down on a pot, turns over a pot and sits on it, it's not Tumas Medras. But it doesn't become Tumas Medras. Medras is only on things that are made to sit or lay on. He sits on a pot and he sits on a pillow on a pot. The pillow may medras, the pot won't be medras. Not made to sit on.
The things beneath it will be coming?
Things made to sit on will be. Things not made to sit on won't be.
You know, not sitting on the thing that's...
If he sits on 10 mattresses, all 10 are avatama.
If he sits on a pot on 10 mattresses.
I would think that I don't know for sure. I don't know. It doesn't talk about it. I don't know.
Not the
case. I don't know. It, all it's saying is that a pot can't become Tumas Medras. He sits on a pot with his clothing on. It's not Tumas Medras. He's not touching it.
Moving on.
If his clothing's not on, he's touching the pot, and it's Tumas anyway.
I thought Medras is always talking about everything below it.
No. Even the thing he touches on becomes an Ava Tumah. Let me explain. A Zav touches this table, the table's a Rishon.
Okay.
A Zav sits on the table's still a Rishon. He's sitting on it, and Medras is an Ava Tumah. The mattresses in Abatuma. Mattresses are made to be sat on and lay on. Tables are not meant to be sat on. Therefore, this table cannot become an Abatuma from itself. But this table that can't become a mattress can become Tamei Meis. The mattress, which can become a mattress, can for sure become Tamei Meis. Anything susceptible to mattress is a Keli. And a Keli can become Tamei Meis. Anything that becomes from a mace cannot necessarily be medras. It has to be made to sit on. It's the same kind of thing. If it's eligible for A, it's for sure eligible for B. If it's eligible for B, doesn't mean it's eligible for A. It's all kinds of that thing. Look at the Mishnah, call matami medras, matami tami mace. B'yeshe matami tami mace, veine matami medras. Rashi. Look at Rashi, call matami medras, hazav matami b'mace. Get the fires for Gemara. There's no keli that's made for a zav to sit on. Shame, keli, all of that's not called a keli. The royal kabul called tumas. A keli can accept any kind of tumah. So why are we picking tamei meis? Why don't we say sheretz, nevela? Because tumas meis is the severity of medras. It's an avatumah. Lucky comment. Call a royal lias avatumah the medras hazav. Anything that can become an avatumah by a zav sitting on it, royally is avatumah im nagim a mace. Can become an avatumah if it's touched by a mace, or nit mabayal a mace, or it's in the same room as a mace, right? A mattress that's in the room of a mace becomes an avatumah. A mattress that a zav sits on also becomes an avatumah. But anything that's susceptible to tumas medras is susceptible to tumas mace. The yeshu kli gamer lekabel kol tumas. A table can become an avatoma through a mace, but not through a zav. The medras can refine your gemara. So what it's saying is as follows. Tables can become an avatoma through a mace. Mattresses can become an avatoma two ways, through a zav and through a mace. Anything that's susceptible to a zav is automatically susceptible to a mace. It's a keli. Anything that's susceptible to a mace is not necessarily susceptible to a zav for medras. You can touch it, it becomes Tumah, but that's a Rishon. That's not an Av. Look at the Mishnah. Look at the Gemara. Now, what's the difference if something is Maitzi or Machnas? First case in the Mishnah. Anything that has a hole big enough to let liquid in, for sure lets liquid out. There are things that let liquid out that don't let liquid in. Who cares? Now, let me explain this outside. In those days, they were not a disposable society. As I always say, we have more garbage in a week, at least I do, than they had a whole year in those days. They didn't throw things away. Everything was used. A Kaylee developed a little hole, meant nothing to them. So it leaks a little bit. So what's so terrible? They still used it. It was even kosher. The Torah says you have to draw water for Paraduma with a Kaylee. A Kaylee that had a crack that just leaked a little bit. There's noise out there in phone land. A Kaylee that had a hole that was that leaked a little bit was kosher for drawing for Paraduma water. Once the hole was big enough that water could enter it, it became, it's not a Kaylee anymore for that. Not a Kaylee. However, let's say you have a broken Kaylee. So what, you know what they used to do? The broken Kaylee was used to catch the liquid that leaked from another Kaylee. They didn't throw out a broken Kaylee. I can still use it. If I have another Kaylee that leaks a little bit, I don't want it to leak on my food, or I don't want it to leak on my table, so I put one of these broken Kaylee under it to catch the leak. Okay. Once that develops a little crack, I throw it out. I don't put a second thing to catch the leak from the first broken Kaylee. So as soon as it's big enough that it leaks, that's enough to throw away the broken pieces that I kept to catch the leak from the whole ones. But it's not, but from a whole Kaylee, if it leaks a little bit, not so terrible. I'll put a broken piece under it. But a broken piece that leaks, I don't say bring another broken piece to catch this broken piece. I don't say that. My Shaheen came once it's big enough that water goes in, then we say it's not a Kaylee anymore for Mechatas. Now it's a Kaylee for other things, but it's not a Kaylee for Mechatas. Yes?
I think specifically in regard to earthenware
kiln. This is all Klicheris.
Yeah, Klicheris, yeah.
That's why I said, the Mishnah said, Klicheris. It was in the Mishnah.
Metal ones they would patch.
Oh. Okay, excellent. That's fine. I was
asking. Okay, no problem. Zavta Gemara. Machnis pasul mechatas. Once it's big enough that it goes in, we don't use it anymore to draw paraduma water. Upasul mishum gistera. However, if it's being used, I don't know how you translate gistera. What does he translate the word gistra? It means a broken piece, but I don't know what it is.
Shard.
What? A shard. Because you don't put a shard under a shard. Maitzi kasha lemechatas upatsu mishim gistra. Rashi. Lemechatas, lekadish by mechatas, to sanctify. Yes, doctor.
Can you use a shard to cook small fish on? And that would not, that puncture would not invalidate that usage.
I guess not. I only deal with what the Gemara said, and the Gemara doesn't say that. I have no idea. L'mechatas, l'kadosh by mechatas, to sanctify paraduma water. Rachman Amar Mayim Chayim Hokeli. You have to put the water from the spring right into a keli. V'haylav kelihu. Upasu mishum b'gistra, klaimer, koshkein, imnik v'gistra b'kainis mashka. For sure, if the hole in the shard lets water in, batalav mitayrif gistra. Even a complete Kaylee, once it has a hole big enough the water can go in, it's no longer a Kaylee. Gistera, Hainu Shivrei Klicheres, broken shards, Huruyin Lemlocha, they're still fit to be used, Vadayim Bekabal and Tumma, Hidiknanya, Begumar Be'elu Trefus, Hadakin Shib Klicheres, small earthenware Kalim, Hain, the karkarei sehen, their bottom, the sehem, and their sides, yoshvim shloim mesubachim, if they can sit without support, meaning you can put them down and they can sit it there, meaning they're not going to fall over, right? So then, shiuram b'chdei shichas chotim adlug. Then the halacha is, as long as it can hold enough liquid to smear on a limb of a chotim, if the size originally was a lug, then the broken piece only has to hold enough to smear a cotton. When we lug ba'atzah, but if it came from a bigger keli that was able to hold from a lug to a sa, then berevius, then the broken piece has to be a revius. I don't know why, because the bottom line is I can use the broken piece from the big Kaylee the same way I used a broken piece from a small Kaylee. But it seems that the small kelim, when they broke, I used the broken pieces, even if they only hold a little bit. The big kelim, when they broke, I would only use the broken pieces if they could hold a lot. I'm not sure why. I can still use it. Manushech, what do I care where it came from? But it seems that that's the halacha, so I don't know why. Maitzi, the neck of katanhu, it's a very small hole. Kashala mechatas, the kli shalim, the neck of katan kula haile batul. A small keli, a whole keli with such a small a hole is not batul. Pasul b'shem gistera, gistera shenikva, a shard that gets a hole, that's a little kamaitzi mashkan, batul is batul.